angry? You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
See how the trouble you've started?
Join us here on Revolution Radio, Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern on Studio B, for a politician, patriot, social savant, businessman, former investment banker, and Veterans Today columnist, Mike Harris. Listen to Mike as he exposes the corruption, sedition, and terrorism within our own government. He knows our system is flawed and that obstruction of justice is all too commonplace. His show, Short End of the Stick, pokes at this corruption with eloquent style. That's Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. Studio B for the Short End of the Stick with the man who should have been elected governor of Arizona, Mike Harris.
That's right here on Revolution Radio.
Enjoy your
extra big ass fries.
You didn't give me no fries. I got an empty box.
Would you like another
extra big ass fries?
I said I didn't get any.
Thank you. Your account has been charged. Your balance is zero. Please come back when you can afford to make a purchase.
No, no.
I'm sorry you're
having
trouble.
Come on.
My kids are starving.
Who are you?
I am the architect. I created the Matrix. I've been waiting for you.
Why am I here?
You are the eventuality of an anomaly which, despite my sincerest efforts, I have been unable to eliminate from what is otherwise a harmony of mathematical precision, which has led you inexorably here.
You haven't answered my question.
The Matrix is older than you know. As you are undoubtedly gathering, the anomaly is systemic, creating fluctuations in even the most simplistic equation.
Choice. The problem is choice.
Right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Be here Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Private Eye Matrix Revealed with Monique Lassonde.
And evil. There is only power, and those too weak to seek it.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. This is Terrell from Terrell03.com, and today is July 7th, 2016. This is the Black Star Update Report radio show connected to volume 27 of Terrell's 2016 newsletter. Remember, Revolution Radio is listener-supported. I recommend the seed pack that you just heard about from Nighthawk. Get more information, look for the banner at freedomslips.com. And for more information on the inbound Black Star, what really happened on the 9/11 inside job, and the truth of scripture, go to terral03.com. Tons and tons of free stuff there, links to radio shows, online documentation, and my books are there in PDF form. The Mystery Explained and the 9/11 Truth Exposing the Cheney-Rumsfeld Black Operation. And then now weekly we have, well, it's a publication this week. It's over 100 pages. It's information on the Earth Changes, the new volcanic eruption events, which this week we had five. And all the earthquakes, the seismic pattern, the magnetic pole migration, a lot of science stuff pointing to the truth that there is definitely something coming from space. And this is the sixth year of the investigation, and I'm 100% convinced, just like I was, that Cheney and Rumsfeld did the 9/11 inside job. When that investigation started, that turned out to be right. And I'm very convicted about the truth of Scripture, the Spirit, blood, and the water witnesses testifying throughout. Then before I go into the Black Star up there report, then remember that Deacon John and Liberation Nation is on right after this show. I want to mention Deacon John. And then for week 27, no new newsletter subscribers, but I want to mention those from last week. That was Lucky, Patrick, and Jeffrey. Those are the only three subscribers since week 22. Now we're in week 27. So I'm going to keep banging their drum. Thank you guys for supporting the research. You can do that at terrell03.com. And then Evelyn, Teresa, and David renewed their subscriptions from previous orbit cycles, from previous years, and Randy made another donation to the research. Now, I'm going to pull up this volume 27 for July the 7th. Remember, there's a video update. On the radio, you can only hear me waving my arms around. You can't see the charts and the graphs and things like that. But if you watch, this is a 43-minute video, I think, this week. So that's always at the top of each newsletter, and you can get a free link in the description box. Just go to my YouTube channel, Terrell Black Star, and go to volume 27. I mean, you'll see it right there, Black Star Report for today's date, July the 7th. Go into the description box. There's a free link there. Click on it, download the newsletter, and then you can listen to this radio show, and it's going to make a lot more sense. And you can watch the video, and you'll see the charts, diagrams, magnetic pole migration charts, and things like that. So as far as the update, seismic indicators, I'm just reading right from the top of the report. Seismic indicators continue to say Earth is moving through the first Earth change lull period of the 2016 Earth orbit cycle relative to the inbound black star, transitioning from the feet of the Virgo constellation into the Libra constellation just below the ecliptic plane. So if you go out at night, no matter where you live in the world, you look up, look kind of to the south, you're going to see Jupiter closer to the western horizon. You're going to see Mars kind of straight up, and the black star is going to be between Jupiter and Mars, closer to Mars in the Virgo constellation. That's where it's just about a straight line between Mars and Jupiter, and it's just a little ways to the, if you're looking south, to the right of Mars. That's why Mars experienced recently the dust storms that were predicted. They kicked off in April, and that's the same time that Earth magnetosphere collapsed. They say for 2 hours, but because we only had 2 hours of data, they scrubbed the rest of it. Then that magnetopause reversal did not come in as clearly as in 2012. But if you just Google magnetopause reversal, March 12, 2012, you'll see there was a mystery Martian dust storm because Mars was in a very similar position as it was this year. That's how we made the prediction about the dust storms this time, because the same thing happened in 2012. And the reason that's happening is not because of direct black star influence, not directly because of the black star releasing subatomic particles or anything like that. It was caused by magnetic portal connection convergence. So as these, the Earth and the Sun are connected through a magnetic portal connection, the Sun is connected to the planets through magnetic portal connections. The black star is connected to our Sun, and it's siphoning its energy from the Sun. So as the two stars get closer and closer together, the Earth comes in between the two stars. That happened in April 28th, to be exact. Then we're seeing these influences. We're seeing lots and lots of big earthquakes. We're seeing the high numbers of new volcanic eruptions. We had 7, 8, and 9 every week for the month of April. This week we had 5. Last week we had 5 also. So we're on the low side now because once Earth passes the black star in orbit, we start moving away from the black star, and then this magnetic portal connection that extends between the black star and the Earth is now getting longer and longer and longer. As it does, these magnetic portal connections, they disconnect and they reconnect, and they have two primary kinds of internal conduits, the active conduits on the inside, and then the passive conduits that are on the outside. They are non-active. They're like vacuum tubes, providing insulation properties to the magnetic portal connection. So as we're moving away, at each connection, at each reconnection, there's a lower percentage of these internal conduits. They switch over from active to passive state, depending on proximity, how close the two bodies are. So it's pretty easy to determine and to forecast what's going to happen with the Earth changes. We're in an Earth change lull period that was predicted the beginning of the year, and we knew that it was going to happen since last year this way, because of the, we understand the relationships between the Earth going around the Sun 66,000 miles per hour and coming in near proximity to the black star and then moving away. So we're going to we pass between the two stars April 28th, and we're going to make the 90 degree angle and orbit around the Sun around, it's going to be somewhere around August 15th, August 18th, and then the next Earth change uptick period will begin. So we're monitoring things very carefully, particularly on this cycle, because it could be that we reach our minimum seismic values a month earlier than expected. It's possible that that's going to happen, and that means that I'm going to have to run a new series of modeling in order to forecast exactly what the black star is doing. Like I said, it should be around August the 18th. And that means that during that week, which should be in week 30, we should have the lowest number of earthquakes. We should have the smallest number. There should be sub-200 values for the 2.5 to 4 magnitude earthquakes. We should have sub-20 values for the 5 magnitude earthquakes. At their peak, they're in the 50s. And the high values for the 2.5 to 4 magnitude earthquakes is in the 500s. But we're looking for sub-200 values. This is what we've been getting for the last 5-6 years. Very reliable indicators that I'm talking about here. The problem is the black star moved left in the orbit diagram 12 degrees on average from 2004 to 2015, more than a decade. This is impossible for an object that is on elliptical orbit unless it is slowing down. And that's precisely what's been happening. I put a link in the update report to the scientific paper that shows the braking system between two binary stars with mismatched polarity. So when you put magnets together, sometimes they just stick together and you turn one around and then they repel one another. Very similar to what's going on here. The black star, as it's moving in closer to the sun, is actually being repelled, causing it to slow down. And that's what the data says. I didn't even know that was possible until earlier this year, around January, when I ran across the scientific papers that seemed to explain everything. But then, unexpectedly, I've been looking at 12-degree move in the orbit diagram every year now since the investigation started in 2011. And for 2015 to 16, the black star slowed leftward movement in the orbit diagram to just 3 degrees. And that, to me, is astounding. It's unexplainable, other than the fact that as the black star gets closer and closer, I believe it's between Jupiter orbit and Mars orbit right now. Very, very close. I also think that it's between 3 and 5 kilometers in diameter. This thing is extremely small in diameter, but it's extremely high mass. So if you had a tablespoon of the matter off the black star, it would be the weight of 2 Ghazi pyramids, the big pyramid in Egypt. This is an anomalous object. It's behaving very strangely, not like anything cataloged by the automatic supercomputer at NASA. And that's one of my reasons for believing that people don't recognize that's what's causing the global warming that's going on. Jupiter's liquefying core. I'm going to talk more about Jupiter here in a minute. Jupiter's becoming a better and better witness in this case now that it has reached outside orbit position, which it did in January 2014. And now it moves 30 degrees left in the orbit diagram, and it's closing in on the black star, much like Mars did. It just takes Jupiter a little bit longer to do that because it's further away, and it moves left in the orbit diagram much more slowly than the Earth and Mars being on the inside. So there's plenty of evidence that we have an interloper in the inner solar system. That's why the month of April we just went through had such big earthquake events and volcanism. And I want to talk here just for a second. At the very top of the report, I like to put the year-over-year values for 2014, 2015, and 2016. And this is not the same calendar weeks, but it's the same week in the orbit cycle. Each orbit cycle begins, it's been beginning 12 days later, almost 2 weeks later in the calendar year. So, for example, in week 21 for 2014, that week began on May the 25th. And this year, 2 years later, it's beginning on June the 26th, a month later, you see, because we're moving just about 2 weeks later in beginning each new Earth orbit cycle. Each Earth orbit cycle begins when we make the right triangle position to the black star. That is happening in the winter time. And this year, it happened in the first week in February. And we know that because we had minimum seismic values in the seismic chart. That's what we were looking for. That's what we predicted. And that's what happened. It was more well-defined in 2015, 2014, all the way back since the beginning. So there were some irregularities that were showing up in the seismic chart on this cycle. And one thing is that usually we have our nearsighted alignment event in week 13. This year it's in week 12, and that may have to be adjusted. It's less than a 10% chance. It may have to be adjusted even back to week 10. That's possible. But we're going to have to go to outside orbit position on the far end of the solar system. It's 180 million miles from where we were in February in our natural orbit around the sun. That's when we make the right triangle on the far side of the solar system. That's what I'm talking about in mid to late August. Now I need to see which week that we have the lowest number of these earthquakes, because that's going to be the indicator pointing to the lengthening to the maximum extent of that magnetic portal connection. And the seismic value should even be lower on this cycle, because the black star, remember, has been averaging 12-degree move left in the orbit diagram. Now it's moving only 3 degrees. So whenever we get to outside orbit position, then we're going to be with natural orbit around the sun, 66,000 miles per hour, we're going to be moving away from this thing even more rapidly than we have on previous orbit cycles. And so a new kind of mysterious pattern could emerge here, so I'm having to stay on my toes. But pretty much we're going to have to use hindsight and see. I know what's supposed to happen. I'm telling you what's supposed to happen, but then we have to see what actually happens. That's how the Earth is telling us the position of the black star. Then when we get the outside orbit position in August, we're going to begin the six-month trek behind the sun in back orbit relative to the sun to the black star. And so about 3 months after that, that's going to be nearing the end of November, then we should see a big pile of earthquakes, lots of volcanism. That's what happens when we pass behind the sun relative to the black star. Very, very much similar to on the near side, whenever we have all that seismicity, except for everything's lower magnitude. Sometimes we have, and sometimes we don't, but sometimes we have the solar flare activity that kicks up because of these magnetic portal connections. Earth is dragging behind us. We have a magnetic portal connection from the sun to the Earth and one from the black star to the Earth, and we're dragging the black star-Earth magnetic portal connection through the sun. So it's crossing the sun-black star connection, which launches solar flares from the opposite side of the sun out into the Virgo/Libra constellation, looking for that pattern, part of the pattern. And then these two magnetic portal connections come close together on our side of the solar system. That causes the solar flare activity in our direction, which are usually glancing blows leading up to our backside alignment quake event. So pretty much the only earthquakes that I predict are the ones at the near side alignment. That was like Vanuatu, April 28th, 2016. And then another one should come. It's going to be around November, the last week in November. Now we should have another earthquake or a series of earthquakes. Last year we had 5-7 magnitude earthquakes in just 4 weeks. And in the at the backside alignment, that's when we had the two Peruvian quakes, 7.6s, pair of them, 5 minutes apart. That's right when the Earth passed behind the sun relative to the black star. And those were more than 600 kilometers deep there in Chile. So I'm watching the volcanism. Like I said, 5 new volcanic eruptions and where they are located. It's a little bit different than what is the pattern has been for the last month and a half or so. The pattern has been the origination zone, which is out in Indonesia. This is where this big seismic and volcanic activity kicks off with each new Earth change uptick period. Remember, we have 2 uptick periods per year and 2 low periods per year. Just because of Earth's natural movement around the sun, the way the magnetic portal connection shortens between the black star and the Earth, that's happened February, March, April. That's when we had all that seismicity. And then we have a lull that we're in right now. Then we're going to have another uptick that begins August, going to run around to the end of November. And then we're going to have a big, giant lull period all the way around to about the second week of February 2017. That's what the prediction is for right now. And that's what the modeling indicators all say is supposed to happen. Now I have to watch to see if that's the way that things shake out. So the Kilauea had a new volcanic eruption, and the Pavlov in the Aleutian Islands, that big volcano they have over there, that had a new volcanic eruption. That's the first new volcanic eruption in the northern region of the Pacific Ocean Ring of Fire in about a month. So that one surprised me just a little bit. But nothing in Indonesia this time. We had one down the Sandwich Islands, UK. And we had one in central Chile, Argentina, with the one in Guatemala in Central America. So last week it was two in Central America. Now we have one in Central America and one down in South America. That is evidence of the retreat of this seismic slash volcanic pressure that is shifting from Indonesia over to the Americas. That's what we're watching along the southern side of the Pacific Ocean Ring of Fire and around the northern side of the Pacific Ocean Ring of Fire. Since Earth is moving away from the black star, these I call them magma waves. They're very deep. They're from deep earthquakes, rising magma plumes. And that activity intensifies during the uptick period. So we see more new volcanic eruptions pushing through Japan, Kamchatka. These are quake swarm areas around the northern side. Then the Aleutian quake swarm area, the Alaskan quake swarm area. And that has been just about where it stops. A couple of orbit cycles ago, we had some volcanism down. We had warnings of volcanic eruptions that were taking place down through Canada and even into continental United States. And then that stuff retreats back into the low period. And then on the south side, the last Earth change uptick period, well, the one from 2015, we had the pressure building up to the coast of Mexico, and that's just about where it built up on this last cycle. It did not continue pushing through, maybe just a little bit. We saw 5.3 earthquake down in Arizona. So we're seeing the seismicity picking up. Definitely more earthquakes are happening in the United States, even through this little period. But the number of earthquakes globally is just about the same, which means if there's more activity over on the America side of the Pacific Ocean Ring of Fire, which there is, there has to be less activity over, even though it looks really busy when you look at the Earthquake 3D, it looks real busy over there. There's actually fewer earthquakes happening over on the Indonesian side. Thus, we're not seeing a new volcanic eruption out of Indonesia. That's the way that I'm looking at the global environment right now. And actually, we're in the low period, so things are just a little bit boring as far as the Earth changes go. I'm looking at the chart. This is on page 4 of the volume 27, looking at this circular curly Q looking chart. That is the magnetic North Pole migration. Every week there's a dot, and we're showing how this migrating magnetic North Pole is circling itself. And that's the Chandler wobble we're supposed to be looking at. That's a natural phenomenon. It's supposed to happen. But what we're finding is patterns inside this circular movement. And the pattern that I'm looking at right now is what I've been looking for since January. I'm looking for patterns inside of this chart that match the seismic pattern. Remember I just said that the black star has moved only 3 degrees left in the orbit diagram. Only a 3-degree difference. And what I'm expecting to see in this chart is the same 3-degree differential from last year to this year. There should be a delay of 3 days, which is 3 degrees. Remember, Earth goes around the sun 365 days for 1 year, and there's 360 degrees in a circle. So we're saying 1 degree, 1 day, just to round things off. Okay, so when I draw from that zero tilt line right in the middle, draw a line right through 7.5 down to where we are today, then the migrating magnetic North Pole is trailing itself by 2 days. Last week that was 1 day. I'm expecting that is going to average out because the black star has made that 3-degree move left in the orbit diagram, and I'm expecting a 3-day differential, which is at 2 days right now. Now when I go back 4 months, the migrating magnetic North Pole was a month ahead of schedule. And I'm scratching my head, what's going on here? That's because it was following the 12-degree delay pretty close, off and on, for the last 2 years. And I had that 12-degree delay in my seismic chart the same way. So that's why I started including this in the in the weekly reports. So whenever I was a month ahead, I'm just scratching my head going, what in the world's going on? But I said, I'm going to keep showing it, and then maybe things are going to stabilize, and they have. Now I'm showing a two-day delay, and we're going to see, moving forward, the projection date. It's written in this report. Let me make sure I get that right. The projection date for whenever the migrating magnetic North Pole, which is this green line, when it reaches the very top of the chart, that should be around December the 11th. That's my prediction date. You guys can hold me to that, but it's based upon that three-day differential. I mean, it's no mystery where that value comes from. Now, let's see. We had five new volcanic eruptions. The grinding magnetic North Pole is matching the seismic chart as we speak. We have only had one 8-magnitude earthquake. That was in week 34, this big Chile quake, 8.3 that we had week 34 on the last cycle. That's the only 8-magnitude earthquake we've had since 2014 in week 13. The big seismic events are decreasing rather than increasing. And that's the big question on Sandy's mind. That's the feature article here. I'm going to get to that in a moment. There's a reason for that. There's a couple of reasons for that, and I'll explain that when we come back from the break. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is Terrell from Terrell03.com. Get more information on anything you're hearing here on the Black Star Update Report at Terrell03.com. Lots of introductory videos, magnetic portal connections, magnetopause reversals, scientific papers, things like that. So you can recognize, you can run your own investigation. This is really a research-geared investigation and publication as far as the weekly newsletters. It's for researchers to run your own investigation so you can gather the data for convincing yourself and others that there is definitely a need to prepare. And that's what Revolution Radio is all about. So remember, Revolution Radio is listener-supported. I recommend the seed pack that gets you on the road to being a survivalist, because in my view, crap is going to hit the fan. And look what's going on right now in the United States with these hearings that are going, crap is going to hit the fan. It looks to me like that this idiot country wants to elect Hillary as the next president, which to me is unbelievable. I can't believe it. Oh, more than half of our country is that. It just boggles my mind that that's the way it is. But that tells me, that's evidence, more evidence to me that we are worthy to be destroyed. And that destruction is coming, and that you're better, way, way better off making lots of friends in survival groups for when the crap hits the fan. You have to do it before the crap hits the fan, or you're going to become a threat. That's some really, really sound advice right there. That's what this investigation is about. First of all, to try to wake you up, and then to show you how to prepare for what's coming. In order to neutralize the threat, you have to identify it first. And the thing that's coming from space, I was listening to the radio show previously, and they said that there's going to be big population reduction. They don't know how that's going to happen. Well, I know that's going to happen. It's going to happen naturally, the way it happened in the days of Noah, except for instead of a flood, we're going to have a crossing event. So when this thing crosses Earth orbit path, it depends on where Earth is. So there's 365 different places for Earth to be when the black star crosses Earth orbit path. It's like a giant roulette wheel where each day is in between the two pegs. And if we're right in the wrong place at the wrong time is when we have a crossing event. Go to poleshift.com. You can see evidence that this has happened before. Some magnetically induced geological pole shift is what we're talking about here. And that means to neutralize the threat, you have to be away from the coast. You have to be, I would say, at least 1,000 feet above sea level. Look at the Navy map of the future. Just Google it, Navy map of the future or Scallion map of the future. They look almost identical. And then Terrell's safe zone map, because they all look the same, pretty much. The coastlines are gone. We have a giant inland gulf from where Louisiana used to be up to the Great Lakes, and a gigantic inland sea out there where all those calderas are bulging and eventually going to pop. So becoming a survivalist, get yourself educated. And my view, these newsletters, very, very important. You're going to want to have the information so that later when you finally do wake up and realize that I was right all along, at least you have access to the information. And then you can do your own threat assessment contingency planning for neutralizing the threats that are coming later down the road. That's the idea. So I'm sorry I've made 10 messages and received some emails and since the break, and I was going to continue talking to you. I know I want to talk about Jupiter. I was going to get down. If somebody comes to your mind in the chat room, then put a few words up there, and I'll remember to get back on track. The feature article looks like for next week is going to be on what Sheldon just sent me. And that's on mysterious blobs in Earth's mantle. And that is from livescience.com. If you just Google that, then you can read it. I haven't clicked on it yet. I'm afraid that my system might crash if I open up the wrong web page with my new firewall system. It's kind of spooky. But these blobs are talking about, these are rising magma plumes that I was just talking about. This is caused by the inbound black star and redirected solar electromagnetism. So the sun appears, scientists can't make up their minds whether it's solar maximum or solar minimum. They can't make up their minds. Some are saying we're going to a mini ice age when the data says 2016 will be the hottest year in recorded history. Following 2015, that was the hottest year in recorded history. Following 2014, that was the hottest year in recorded history. It's getting hotter. Just like Jupiter's core is liquefying, Jupiter's getting hotter. The planets are getting hotter. But the sun looks like it's going to sleep. They keep talking Maunder minimums, which happened back in the 1800s. They're looking at patterns like that because solar cycle 24 flatlined. In 2011, we had a brief peak, and then it flatlined. One-third solar output. One-third, less than a half. Solar output. Then we had a little brief spike in 2015. So what did the scientists come out? Oh, we had a double peak. Well, if we had a double peak, where are the sunspots? How come the X-ray and the radio output, those flux values, how come they haven't gone back up if we actually had a twin peak? We didn't have a twin peak. The sun is continuing to go to sleep. The coronal holes are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Eventually, the sun is going to be one giant coronal hole. That's what my view, my interpretation of the scriptures, Christ says that the sun is going to turn dark and the moon is not going to give forth its light. And I believe a similar thing happens back in the days of Noah and in the days of Moses too, and that this thing is coming very, very soon. That this is God's reset button in my view. But it depends on where Earth is when the black star crosses the Earth orbit path. And my interpretation of the scriptures say that we're going to have a springtime crossing event because there is no warning. Yes, indicators are that we see the birth pangs. Pardon me. The birth pangs of 1 Thessalonians 5, start at verse 1. But right in that passage, it says the destruction will come suddenly like the birth pangs upon a woman with child. That happens in a springtime crossing event because the black star has not reached the sun yet. It comes in, crosses Earth orbit path, gets near the sun, and then crosses Earth orbit path and leaves the inner solar system. Now, if we were having a fall time crossing event, we would actually see the sun turn dark. That's what Christ is describing in Matthew 24 and in Revelation 6:12, where he says that the sun will turn black as sackcloth. That happens each time the black star comes to the inner solar system, but we're not going to see it this time. Because the crossing event, that's what Nibiru means, is the planet of crossing. When it crosses Earth orbit path and tips the Earth over, then 90% of the population is going to be wiped out right away because most of the people live near the oceans, near the shores. And then by the time the black star does get near enough to the sun so that it turns dark, there's not going to be anybody around to record it. I mean, there's going to be some people in the underground arc cities. At least that's their plan. So the explanation on the mysterious blobs in Earth mantle, is going to be because of the inbound black star and the heating up of Earth core. Read the Grimm Report. Google it. Grimm Report, Russia. Came out in 2014. And this was after the Solomon Island quake event that changed everything for the United States. It happened in Solomon Island, yes. Created extra space when it cracked the tectonic plate in two in the Pacific Ocean Ring of Fire tectonic matrix, the network. Now you're seeing increased activity, and in my update video today, I show all that activity even during the low period. It's happening because the tectonic plates pressed up against the North American Craton are gradually cascading away towards Solomon Island and creating opportunity for slippage. Not only that, magma is able to, from the satellites, you can look down and you can see the magnetic anomalies taking place. Because of that, that's the reason that the Russians issued that grim report, what's going on over there, right here in the United States. Though the warning that I've been issuing for the last couple of years is what's going to happen to the Western United States. That's, and then after that, I mean, when I started making these videos, they hadn't done Jade Helm 15 yet, Cascadia Rising, the big one that came out of the New Yorker. Just Google it, the big one. They're expecting the big one to kick off out there in Cascadia, and it's supposed to cause destruction up and down the coast. My view, the deep earthquakes are going to move in just like they did to South America. They're going to move into North America, and they're going to start kicking off under the U.S. West Coast. That's going to activate Yellowstone. That reservoir, that magma chamber, going to pressurize from that deep magma, rising magma, and that's these mysterious blobs in Earth mantle. That's what they're talking about. You have these big quake events and then these rising magma plumes. That's what's causing the earthquakes to become more seismic slash volcanic. That's what's happening. Rather than just, instead of dividing these things into two groups, seismic events and volcanic events, oftentimes now they're becoming pretty much the same thing. It's just a matter of which comes first. Is it the seismic event or the volcanism that caused the earthquake? And that's the scenario that we're seeing playing out in Yellowstone right now. I recommend Mary Greeley. She covers Yellowstone as good as anybody that I know, even though she has no idea what's causing the uptick. And when I tried to explain it to her on her YouTube channel, and she was so irate, I'll never post on that site again. I guess she didn't like the idea that there's another explanation than the one that she has, which I don't know if she even really has an explanation. She just does the reporting, actually, but she's pretty darn good at it. Give her kudos for that. But I've been tempted many times to go back there and to explain what's going on, but I still have my feathers ruffled and my tails still burning from the last time of trying that. So I wanted to, before the show's over, we have about 10 minutes left, and I want to talk a little bit about Jupiter and how it is having more of an influence now. So here's the deal, and I explained it in the video update. Jupiter in 2014, January, reached outside orbit position. That's what Earth does every year in the winter and in the summer, because we orbit around the sun 365 days. So we reach outside orbit position twice each year. Jupiter just reached, it was in a direct alignment with Earth in January of 2014, whenever Earth was at outside orbit position. Now, Earth moves left in the orbit diagram 30 degrees per year, per Earth year, 30 degrees. The black star's been moving 12 degrees left and now has moved only 3 for the last year. That means that Jupiter is now catching the black star by 27 degrees. And the fact, see, Jupiter until 2014 January was on the backside of the sun relative to the black star. So its magnetic portal connection with the black star was getting longer and longer up until January of 2014. Now Jupiter's coming around to move into the same constellation as the black star. It's moving 30 degrees per year rather quickly compared to the black star, which means the Jupiter black star magnetic portal connection is getting shorter and shorter and shorter, which means we should see more news stories about how Jupiter is changing. And that's precisely what we have here in the second featured article, the information sent to me by Sheldon Day. he's the one that just sent me the real good researcher and real experience in radio. I've had him on this radio show before. And then with the time remaining, I want to jump down here just a little bit to share a Planet X Influencing Mars and Jupiter the last week. It's actually been going on longer than that, but now we're seeing the symptoms happening even more. And I mentioned a little bit earlier that NASA, they sent their probe up there, and they're going to get a baseline data. They're now going to get baseline data so that they can understand Jupiter better. That's impossible because Jupiter's core began liquefying. Well, they noticed that it was starting to liquefy in 2011. If they were going to gather baseline data, it happened to happen before the liquefaction of the core, before ethane and methane started changing into gas. And that is what's changing Jupiter's complexion. That's why if you look at Jupiter through a telescope, you're not going to see the red spot anymore. You can't see it. They're saying it's turned translucent because Jupiter's core is liquefying. The ethanes are transferred directly into gas, and then that gas gets into the upper atmosphere and changes the complexion of the whole planet. That's the change that's happening on Jupiter. And that's evidence that we have an interloper in the inner solar system. This is something that's big that's happening with Jupiter. And if you're, I don't know, like me, if you're in your 50s, and the people that was making the statements to me were in their 80s, talked about the red spot and how it's been there forever. Their fathers could see it. Their fathers could see it. Everybody could see it. We can't because there are big changes that are happening in our solar system. So the changes, I haven't gone through the article, the information here yet, but something strange is happening to Jupiter, and I have to imagine it's going to be about the changing complexion and the liquefying core. And there are amazing auroras that they're seeing. And the auroras, that's going to be the subatomic particles coming through the magnetic portal connection that lights up the magnetosphere, just like here on Earth. It's happening on Jupiter. Because just like the Earth, which is bipolar now, we have two stars competing for magnetic polarity control of our planet. So the Earth has become bipolar. And human beings, being microcosms of the Earth, are becoming more bipolar. If you already have the propensity, you're becoming more and more and more bipolar. The black star is having influence on the people of the Earth like the moon does on a full moon. Not saying it's the same exact influence, but the celestial objects out here, that's how, if you're into it, the zodiac, that's how the your charts work. When you go to get a reading from the, you have astronomers and you have astrologers. The astrologers are going to work with the influence of the celestial bodies that are out there. The black star is just another one of those. Except for rather than being a planet, it's a star. It's another star. And by the way, what turned the Earth's magnetosphere around, what caused the collapse here in April, can only come from another star. That's the only source of subatomic particles. Has to be a nearby star. And this star must be inside the pressure shock of our solar system. So when you understand exactly what happened and you know the science, it becomes just a little bit frightening that there's something out there that can turn Earth magnetosphere around for 28 hours. And that was in 2012. And now the thing is even closer than it was before. Oh, the thing that I wanted to explain was, so I hope you'll read that. That's Shelton that came in, submitted by Shelton, about how Planet X is influencing Jupiter and Mars. That's the second featured story. I see I'm running out of time here and can no way make it through this. This is a very long article, the featured article. Sandy's Black Star Questions. Hope you guys will take some time. I'm going to post this newsletter in the chat room again. Give you guys, oops, I have to go back and get it. That's the light, the mysterious blob thingy. Okay, so let me just read your question. Hi, Terrell. Sounds like great newsletter. Can't wait to read, especially the survival reports. I can't help but think each year as the black star gets closer and closer, the numbers should be causing correspondingly larger and more earthquakes. See, that's the common thought. As it gets closer, it should be getting worse and worse, right? That's not how it's working. The most intense year that we've had so far seismically is 2014. The biggest events came in 2011 with Fukushima and in 2010 with Chile, 8.8. These are two of the top five. When you take Sumatra, 9.5, December 26, 2004, those are all on the Black Star event timeline, three of the top five biggest earthquakes in recorded history. on Black Star alignments. All three of those had Earth axis shifts. 1 inch in 2004. 2010 had a 3 inch. Fukushima had a 4 inch Earth axis shift. But at that time, the Black Star was still some distance away. And Earth crust had not gone through all of these Earth change uptick and lull periods. So it's like that balloon, that brand new balloon you pull out of the pack, go to blow it up the first time. Sometimes you'll get one that you just cannot hardly blow up because it's still very rigid. It's very, it's brand new, like the Earth crust. But as it's going through these Earth change uptick periods and lull periods, it's expanding and contracting and expanding and contracting. And that is giving more elasticity to Earth's crust. So, yes, we're having more volcanism. The magma is pushing up, changing the magnetics of what's going on. That can be seen from space, just like I explained earlier. But our near-side alignment quake events were in the 8.8 magnitude, the 9.0 magnitude, 2011, and they started decreasing in magnitude. This recent one was just a 7.0 at a near-side alignment. And now we're not even seeing the eights when we were seeing them, kind of the high sevens, especially in 2013, lots of them. 2014, lots of them. Those are even, we've had five now this year. I think, if I'm remembering right, only five this year. And that's down from previous years. So that's part of the reason. The second part of the reason has to do with Jupiter. Jupiter's a big player, the biggest planet in our solar system. As it closes in on the Black Star, it siphons. The Black Star has only so much electromagnetic potential. It is gathering that from the sun. It is reducing our sun's electromagnetic potential through the star-to-star magnetic portal connection. That's how the star gets its power as it gets closer to the sun. But then the Black Star redirects that electromagnetism to the planets through a secondary magnetic portal connection, a secondary set of magnetic portal connections. So we have one coming from the sun and one from the Black Star. Jupiter, the same thing. It has one from the sun and it has one from the Black Star. But as this Jupiter gets closer to the Black Star, and Jupiter is so big, it siphons a large amount of electromagnetism from the Black Star, reducing the potential, the amount that can be injected into our planet. So Jupiter, it looks like it's going to be our savior, right? But it's not. Jupiter is part of the disguise and the deception of what's going on here. Because whenever this investigation began, I agreed with Sandy that this is the way it should be. The event should get bigger and bigger. I expected in 2012 to have a 5-inch Earth axis shift because we just saw a 3-inch Earth axis shift and a 4 in 2011. 2012 should have been a bigger one, right? Didn't happen that way. And I didn't understand at the time, but now I do. And Jupiter, moving closer to the Black Star, is going to give us milder uptick periods. And the Earth becoming more elastic is going to give us milder Earth uptick periods. So this helps to fulfill the prophecy that the people are going to be saying peace and safety at the very time of the sudden destruction. It's going to make my job even more difficult to wake people up because the Earth changes are becoming milder and milder. And it's the opposite of what you would think. So the time to wake people up, back in 2011, we had some big stuff happening. We're coming up on 2012. Everybody was talking about 2012. One of my videos had more than 500,000 views. This YouTube channel has been in existence now for over 3 years. Altogether, they don't have 500,000 views. People are being lulled to sleep. Jupiter is a culprit in that, of what's going on there. And Earth being more flexible, it has something to do with that too. But even so, even though we have these outer influences that are making things a little milder, the seismic chart still is revealing the right pattern. I mean, it didn't for about a six-week period because the near-side alignment came earlier than expected, only a 3-degree move, not 12. So the red values that showed up in the chart are because, not because they were so big, but because they were so small. But then I thought things are going to equalize and then we're going to get back to the regular pattern, and we have. Things have gone back to just about where they're supposed to be. And we'll see how things go to outside orbit position. Get more information at terralo3.com, and you can subscribe to my newsletter. And I sure will appreciate it if you do, and I'll see you guys on the next Black Star Update Report.
Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.